Scott Brown, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
We'll just start with the recent news about James Foley and what's been happening in Iraq with the Islamic State, also known as ISIS. Where do you see the American role in that conflict going forward?
I feel very badly, obviously, for him and his family and for those who have been killed, those families whose lives have been torn apart as a result of the actions of ISIS. And that's why I'm more resolved now than I have ever been to make sure that these types of things don't happen again, number one. But more importantly, what is the goal of ISIS? People need to ask themselves, what's their goal? Their goal is to get a country, get the resources of that country, and then export terrorism around the region and the world. That's their goal. Our goal should be to work with our Arab League partners and our allies to make sure that they don't get their own country, because they wanted to put a flag in the White House. And by doing what they did as retaliation for our involvement in pushing them back, I think people understand that Islam is and religion actually plays a role in these radical Islamic terrorists. So I feel that we need to stay resolved. I have said publicly that the president is right to arm the Kurds to push back on ISIS, to disrupt and dismantle their command structure, and also move forward with trying to eliminate their supply lines and allow the Kurds and the Iraqi government and army to push back and reestablish and get some type of a semblance of order.
You've said one of the main reasons why you got into this U.S. Senate race was the Affordable Care Act and the effects thereof. You've proposed moving healthcare laws to the states, having state solutions like what's going on in Massachusetts. Do you then also support full flexibility for states to be able to craft a healthcare solution? And what I mean by that is, so the federal healthcare law, as it stands now, for example, bans insurance companies from denying people with pre-existing conditions from being able to seek coverage. Mm-hmm. Would there be any federal caveats to those state solutions that the federal government would be able to say, here's what we expect, or would it be completely state-based?
We need to repeal Obamacare, and we need to put in place something that works for us, allows us to address all the things that you and others are concerned about. There's no reason why we can't do it, and also respecting our rights and freedoms and also doing it more competitively. Because I look at the VA right now and look at Obamacare. Obamacare is the VA in a couple of years with the top-heavy bureaucratic nightmare. You ask any business right now, I challenge you guys to go out to businesses that I've visited and see how much more they're paying for getting lesser coverage, higher deductibles, longer lines. We only have one insurance carrier in our state. Apparently, more are coming after the election. Apparently, the VA is going to be fixed after the election. Everything's after the election, and these broken promises to our citizens is just wrong.
But under the plan, you're saying that a state could say, we're not going to get involved in pre-existing conditions, and insurance companies could conceivably.
Listen, I know what you're trying to say, but I have to respectfully disagree. It's something that's very important for our state and its citizens, and it's something that more than likely would be covered in any type of plan that we offered, because we need competition. We don't have any competition. All of those things that you're talking about, we can have good, smart people like you at the table and others at the table to determine what's important for us, and that is one thing that is important to me. I've already voted on something like that, and I would continue to support that, and I'm sure it's important for other people.
You've said that Washington needs to work together to create, among other things, strong business environment, and you described yourself as an independent voice that the Senate needs. And you've said that when you represented Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate, that you would often vote with Democrats, you would often vote with Republicans.
The facts. I was the most bipartisan senator there.
But here in a Republican primary, are you saying to voters who often are more conservative that you would again vote in that way?
Yeah, listen,
if you return to the U.S. Senate.
I'm an independent voter and thinker, and I'll give you an example. Right now, the Democrats are in charge in the Senate, and the president is the president. But during that time in the United States Senate, I was able to help pass the insider trading bill, which is an important piece of legislation that since I have left has been weakened. I also helped with the Hire a Hero Veterans Bill, allowing our veterans to be employed and our employers to actually get an incentive to actually keep them and hire them. The crowdfunding bill, the 3% withholding, the Arlington Cemetery bill. Listen, I'm a problem solver. I'm definitely a check and balance to the president and his policies, unlike Senator Shaheen, who's voting with him 99%+ of the time. You need independent problem solvers down there right now.
Now, you have called for more efforts to deal with border security
Yeah.
between the U.S. and Mexico. And you've also said no amnesty. What do you do with the individuals who are already in the country?
Sure. That's a great question. Thanks for bringing it up. As you know, we have a problem. I look at it in different pillars. The first pillar is if we have kids who are here from out of country and they're going to school, they should get a diploma and the ability to stay here and work and live if they want. No brainer. If we have people who need seasonal help, whether because we have a service industry in our state, tourism, et cetera, and there's needs to be filled, we should allow that to happen. And it shouldn't be caught up in the bureaucratic nightmares that are happening right now for those employers. If you look at executives and other engineers, doctors, et cetera, and there's a need and we can't fill that need in order to keep our businesses vibrant and in our state, we should allow that to happen, no problem. But the first thing we have to do with regard to our national security and dealing with the immigration problems, we need to secure the border once and for all. It's not secured. Now, Senator Shaheen has voted twice not to send troops down to the border to offer in that security. She supports the DREAM Act. She supported those porous borders. And if you look at what we're doing right now, the president, through his executive order, is creating an additional class of people, expanding the definition of refugee, putting them ahead of the almost 4.6 million people that are following the laws, doing the right thing. And actually, there's a disincentive now to continue to follow that law. The president has sent out a message to the rest of that part of the world. Hey, just get your kids here and they'll be fine. We'll take care of them. What I have said and what I believe needs to be done is we should make sure those kids are safe and secure. And then we need to get them back to their home country of origin.
As we talk with candidates, there's a question we always ask at the end. If you look forward 6 years into the future, assuming that you win the nomination and win the general election, what do you point Granite Staters to 6 years from now to say this is where Senator Scott Brown made a difference, this is where he had an impact on particular issues?
The same thing I've done in my entire public service efforts. It's to be that independent, problem-solving, honest, hardworking, accessible, accountable public servant who was always, his door was always open. I may not agree with him all the time, but at least he did what Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan used to do. They'd battle by day, but at night they'd grab a scotch and play some cards and figure it out and putting our country's interests first, as Americans first. I want to be known as that guy that was recognized to go down there as that independent voter and thinker and didn't owe anybody anything.
Scott Brown, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.